Is Nikki going through an early midlife crisis, or is she blooming? And is Brie able to find balance between being a parent, a businesswoman, and a wrestler? All this and more on Total Bellows After Show on AfterBuzz TV.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What's up, y'all? We are back. This song is appropriate for Nikki Mike, excuse me, because, you know, sometimes it might be a fantasy going through some changes and all. My name is TK Trinidad, and we have a new guest, our new host with us. Please tell him your name.
Hey, guys. My name is Tay Alexandria. I'm so excited to be a part of Total Bellas.
And...
Hey, my name is Leslie, and I'm so excited to be back with my girls.
And Ms. Monique is on her way because, you know, she's a diva and she's running late, and that's just how it all goes. So how do you guys feel about this past episode?
I was really excited because we got to see a little bit of everything. Mm-hmm. A little bit of wrestling, a little bit of their personal life, and also Nikki's changes. And it was really interesting.
I love this episode, or this season, better than last season. Last season was definitely a drag. Mm-hmm. So what do you think?
Nikki reminds me so much of me. Like, I feel like I'm currently in the single life recently too, so I feel like I'm going through this with her.
Uh-huh.
And I love how she's blooming. I will go that she's blooming instead of like having a midlife crisis.
Right.
Because that's rude. Don't say I'm having a midlife crisis just because I'm like flourishing in life. I'm blooming.
Okay, we can, like I said, fantasy with Mariah Carey.
Or fantasy, yeah.
So let's get into it. Let's talk about Nikki's blooming. Midlife crisis. So what do you guys think of it? Do you think it should happen? Like, as the episode progressed, I understood from the beginning of it, but I understood why she's doing it. But it seemed like Brie started to get it and Kathy started to get it. So what did you guys think of, you know, Nikki's blooming process?
I feel like it makes sense. You know, she was in a really, really long relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And it's normal for her to go through these phases and kind of figure out what she really wants in life. And it's really interesting to me the fact that she says that she felt like she couldn't do these things while she was with John Cena. Mm-hmm. And kind of like she was in a room where she couldn't leave or do anything, which is weird to me because it didn't seem like that was the case.
Oh, yeah, it was definitely the case.
Well, it seemed like he was very strict on her. Remember, kind of, if you guys watch like Total Divas, like John Cena had a certain way of everything. Mm-hmm, so it's like, it didn't seem like she was happy. So I feel like she's embracing her happiness now and doing like, you know, Ferraris and big homes on, you know, in San Diego. I understand it.
But she even said like she didn't have to, but she felt like she did. So it makes sense, you know?
Yeah, she adjusted her life according to his because he's definitely an alpha male.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And she loved him, and for love, you do stupid things. And she gave away more of her power than she meant to. And then by the time, you know, 3 years into it, you're like, oh, crap. It's not like now you can go off on the beach and party with single people. Like, John was not going to have
of
that.
Of course. Because it was so public. And that's also another beating that something like we don't go through on a daily basis is way harder for her. So I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I go on. Like, she was on, I believe it was Mission Beach, which is the best place to go to. As far as I know, there might be some other beaches. But the best place to go to if you are just rolling, like, solo, you can meet a bunch of people. Like, I lived there one summer. I partied there one summer. And it's just, like, randomly met some folks, went to a jazz club. Like, it was just a great experience. So she picked the best place, I feel, in California or Southern California to be open, be free, and not get robbed.
I really love the fact that she decided to stay in San Diego. Mm-hmm. It made sense at the end of the day. And I'm from San Diego, too, so.
Are you from San Diego, too? So I lived there for 3 years. So I know all about...
I am a little biased.
I lived there for 3 years, so I know all about, like, Mission Beach and Pacific Beach. Was it Pacific Beach or Mission Beach?
I think it was Mission Beach.
Because PB is a big, like, party. Yeah.
PB is a party area.
It's a party area, too. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. If I were her, I would choose San Diego over L.A. anyway. Yeah. That's just me, though.
No offense to LA.
So what do you think of her spending so to have that beach house for an extended period of time was $20,000. So do you think she is just spending her money frivolously, or do you think, you know, she knows what she's doing, or is this more of a call to help and she wants her sister Brie to stop her?
I think she's just Nikki being Nikki.
That's what I was gonna say. I'm like, I feel like Nikki, she is that, like, the bougie twin.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like it fits for her, too. I mean, $20,000 for us is just like, whoa.
Right.
Yeah.
But I mean, for her, it could be nothing, which it probably is. So I don't think it's too crazy.
And I think you have to remember that Nikki and Bree spend their money very differently.
Right.
They're so different.
Definitely, I think she's admitted to it. Like, she's spending her money because it's just a different way of life. Mm-hmm. However, you know, you do things when you're in a new situation after a breakup or whatever that even though you can kind of sort of afford it, well, later down the line, she'll be like, what the hell was I thinking?
Right.
And that's where Bree steps in, which is why she's an amazing twin sister. I wouldn't want to hear that either, though, low-key. Like, and always in my ear, like, don't do this, Mom. Let me have my moment for a second. Yeah. Let me have my moment. It just happened. The breakup just happened.
Did it just happen?
Or, well, how long has it been? Like,
well, I think in real time? Was definitely probably in the summer. So they might have been, what, 2.5, 3 months? So mm-hmm. I might have just, yeah. I guess you can consider it just happened.
I mean, it was a long relationship, so she's not going to get over it. Like you said, remember last week, like it takes like 6 months.
6 months.
Because mm-hmm. it was 6 years, so then it's 6 months.
Yeah, and it was definitely, like you were saying, it was a public relationship. John had a lot of rules, mm-hmm. so she's, but is she doing the total opposite because, like, is there a balanced Nikki in between? However, Kathy did say that this is the Nikki we haven't seen in six mm-hmm. years. So I don't know. We'll see. She definitely looks, I don't know the right words, happier. But
I was going to say, I think she looks happier. She's embracing.
Freer.
I think more herself.
There we go.
Yeah. I don't think necessarily it's happy. I feel like she can actually be Nikki.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like kind of like a character that she's putting on or anything like that. It's authentically who she is.
Right.
And who she was kind of like pushing back because she was with John. Because
she was with John. Right. That makes sense.
So were you feeling the whole car situation, all that other stuff, the cigars, were you feeling all that?
Car, yes. Cigar, yes.
Well, let's pause now since you made all that noise. You didn't even come in quietly. You came in with yellow and you stomped and you
opened
the door.
Black and yellow, I love it.
No. Thank you, Stephen, for opening the door quietly, but you stomped onto
I thought I missed the thing. No, I didn't want to fall on camera.
You was just being loud. What's up, Monique?
You know what? Let me put on my headphones before I start with you. Just kidding, guys.
The shade room is back. For those of you who don't know.
To address, yes, me and TK love each other.
Already, that was last week. We're moved on.
Oh, hey, guys. I'm back.
Since you've rudely interrupted, how do you think of the whole episode?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, y'all know I love Luke. Did y'all do Glamorous Life by Fergie? Because this was definitely...
No, because you didn't text us, and we did Fantasy by Mariah Carey.
Oh, well, Glamorous Life by Fergie is this episode. Y'all know I love seeing Nikki go lavish.
Mm-hmm.
I want my Ferrari. I want a big house. Like, I am in love right now. And my lips are a little chapped, but, you know. But anyway, I really loved... I loved everything about this episode. I love that they was, like, showing her living her lavish life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what we're talking about. We're talking about Nikki and her blooming phase or midlife crisis. So do you think it's blooming or do you think it's midlife crisis?
It's blooming.
That's what I said.
It's not a midlife crisis. I will say this. When you're in a relationship for a really long time, mm-hmm. you do change a lot of your ways or some of your ways to compromise with that mm-hmm. relationship. Mm-hmm. And I feel like now she's free. She can do whatever she wants. Like, it's that moment where you go out and you do the things that look or sound crazy to other people.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, you can. You have no kids. You ain't got nothing holding you down. You have no attachments. You ain't got no man to please. Yeah, I mean, you know, you can do whatever you want.
I do like this concept. I don't know if you ladies have done it. So, Nikki was talking to her mom, Kathy, about essentially buying a whole new panty.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is that a thing?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Everything. That panty, should be. Socks. Anything.
Oh, socks too.
Yeah, wow. Socks too.
Oh, okay.
Anything, any lingerie that was bought during that relationship too. Gotta go.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh. But I don't think socks are part of.
Okay, we're buying socks.
Yeah.
I just threw that in there. But the lingerie though. Yeah, that was used during that relationship.
I don't rock lingerie.
Me either.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh, we agree on something.
Yeah, we're born naked too.
Like. Yeah. I don't wear lingerie, so...
It's expensive, which I don't mind the expense. It's just the usefulness of it. You spend $100-something dollars for him to appreciate it out of 5 minutes, and then it gets tossed to the corner, and you can't wear it outside.
Right.
You can't wear it under stuff.
Well, right. It's just for me, too.
Nah. I like my body.
Nah.
All right. Put some cocoa butter on my body, and I'm good to go.
Fine.
Girl, right. You look good. Yes. Appreciate it.
Just throw on some heels that you've had, you know, and you good. Yeah. That's good enough.
Oh my God, we agreed on something. That's
I know, we did.
But that's the thing. I do like that after a relationship. Like, I never really thought of that. Mm-hmm. So it's just like after a relationship, you just clear out all that stuff because, like, you know, he appreciated that and, like, you didn't want to separate yourself.
It's like mental baggage.
But is it mental? Is it mental baggage if once the, like, say it's a different relationship from John and Nikki's? It's more of like, you know, we've reached the point and now we just end this relationship and we're still friends. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not as bad as a breakup. Would you still, like, take away, like, throw everything else out and do
it? I think it depends on how long the relationship was.
Yeah.
If it was like a year, okay, maybe, but 6 years, it makes sense. 2 months, 3 months, no.
And I don't want to speak
to really impact my life. Is really a relationship?
So it can be to some people. Yeah. She's starting today.
No, I'm just saying if y'all break up within 2 and 3 months, I wouldn't classify that as a relationship. That was a thing. That was a situation.
It has to start somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you start 2, 3 months and then y'all going into a year, yes, of course, that's a relationship. But if you're breaking up in 2 or 3 months, I just feel like that was a situation.
Yeah. Well,
to each their own.
Yep.
I haven't been in a relationship for a while, but I think I'm going to adopt that, like, tomorrow. I'm going to tell you secrets. So what do you think of Kathy and her whole thing of, like, protecting her daughter, which I get. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, bringing the bat and the knife and all that stuff. Should Nikki have taken that into consideration as far as, like, you're on the beach, people can see you, the way the house is set up, you can, like, I mean, you could, you know, do the blinds and stuff, but she's getting busy, you can kind of see shadows, and now everybody knows where she lives. So do you think that was a wise decision on her part?
But a bat, though, out of all things?
Well, she had a bat, a knife, she had
a knife, yeah.
She had the flashlight that can collect DNA. Who knows what else she had right. that we didn't see
in that
yeah.
bag?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, do you agree that Kathy should have been worried, or do you think Nikki had it covered?
I think that there must have been some security to make Nikki feel okay about staying there, mm-hmm. even with all the, like, the rah-rah that was going on. But I really definitely agree with if her mom was concerned, it's your mom.
Right.
Like, at the end of the day, mm-hmm. I feel like she made sense with her concerns.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But, I don't know. I feel like Nikki knew that there was something there that was guarding her because she was like, oh, it's safe. I'm safe. Like, this is secure. So she had to know.
Or did she do that on purpose because she wanted to be around people, which she also said. Well, like, she didn't want to be almost in a place where it's so posh you see maybe one or two neighbors, mm-hmm. whereas this one, not only are you seeing your neighbors, you're also seeing random people up and down the boardwalk.
I don't think it's safe for her, only because she's such a public figure. Mm-hmm. I don't think being off of, because that's PB/Mission Beach, I don't know which one it is. You have all those people, as we can see, coming off, mm-hmm. like, pretty much can look into her home. And because she's a public figure celebrity, that's not, I'm so with the mother on this one.
Yeah.
As it far as security.
Yeah, it makes sense, because the Bellas are really big now. Mm-hmm. It's not like they were a couple years ago where they were back in San Diego and not everybody knew them, like Total Diva season one.
Right.
It makes sense from, like, a mother's perspective. Like, she wants to protect her daughter, and you can see she's right on the beach. Mm-hmm. And everyone would pass by and be like, oh, that's Nikki. And they were taking pictures of her home, and it makes sense that she would get tired of that quick. Yeah.
I don't know if she would get tired.
Of people just, like, she's having dinner right there, sitting on the patio, and then all of a sudden, every time she wants to take a bite, like, can I have a picture with you? After a while.
But I don't know, because she's lived in San Diego, mm-hmm. right? And she, and Brie also said that, like, you know, when we go places, they, you know, people ask for pictures. So she's lived in San Diego, so she had to know, you know, Mission Beach, PB Beach, like, the aesthetic of it. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you can't not expect to live in that particular... That's a tourist spot.
Right.
So you can't expect to live in that particular spot and not expect heightened attention.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not going to put her in that box where it's like, oh, well, I didn't know. Like, I don't see it. So I think I think there is security there, and maybe the people involved maybe vetted the neighbors. Like, you know, the neighbors are like, you know, I think you have to be, you know, pretty much...
Yeah, if you're paying $20,000 a month, you gotta be a certain caliber of neighbor.
Big time. Right.
So maybe she felt like, okay, this part is safe, and then there's security, and on top of that, she's not there that often anyway.
Right.
So, you know, maybe. I think I did feel
in a way her little getaway. Like, in a
That's what it really is. A place
where she could go and socialize with people and not be Nikki Bell and just be like Nicole.
Yeah, that's really what it is.
So I think that's what it was.
Yeah.
Now, when you think of this whole, we got a tidbit of it, the whole Artem thing. Are you for the relationship? You not for the relationship? Do you think it's a tease and it's a friendship? Do you think it's a one-off?
It's a rebound. I'm just saying, no shade. I think it's I think it's going to go by really quick. It's a familiar situation with Dancing with the Stars. Now that she's single, they had the chemistry, like she said they had. It's happening, what do we say, like 3-5 months or whatever since the breakup?
Yeah.
That's a rebound.
I feel like it's a little shady for me.
Shady? Who's she being shady towards?
John. She spent so much.
She ain't John there no more. John does not exist.
I know, but at the same time, it's like they had. She even said it. John would be a little bit like, why are you?
Yeah, but that's so when close? She was dating John. Right. John but can't still, say
anything. I don't know
now.
If I like it. I don't know.
I get what you're saying, though. The first person you go to have a date with is the one that John had an issue with a little bit. In a way. Yeah.
And you spend so much time with them, and you're so close with them.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I guarantee John's not even watching her. Like,
that's what I said. That's weird. Like, I really don't care. I don't really think that John cares. Like, at this point, I think he was like, well, I did everything I could. So
that's true.
He's working.
Yeah.
And he's focused on work all the time. Yeah. So I feel like even if he felt some type of way, he would just throw himself into work to let it, go. It wouldn't even be a thing anymore.
Mm-hmm. And on top of that, she has a safety net. She has her sister. She has her mom. She has a very connected family. So I think he cares, but it's one of those things where, like, I wish the best for you. But it's not where it's like, oh, my gosh, she's out here alone and, you know, who knows and all sort of stuff. She has a really great safety net in her family that he's like, well, they got her. Like,
exactly.
I don't have to worry that much.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if she slept. Nikki just seems, not that it's bad or good if she slept with him anyway, but she just seems like.
How do we get
there? Well, this is what I'll say.
I don't know. You said rebound. I'm thinking you rebound and it's better to get over somebody, you get under somebody.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And you're right. I actually agree. Oh my gosh, what's going on?
Is this a thing normally?
Anyway,
this is not, this
oh,
not,
okay. no, never, never.
Oh. I'm missing out.
Email,
okay.
We got an email notice about our beefs.
Yeah.
So.
our fate, like, fake not beefs. Real beefs.
Yeah, it's
but,
like
yeah.
Drake
it's
and
a love and hate relationship.
Kanye.
But, like, I definitely really? Feel like it's the right.
Drake and Meek? No.
No. Okay.
Drake and Kanye, they're friends, but they just like beefing.
Okay.
I'm Drake because I'm clearly Canadian.
Oh,
so.
Lord.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Anyway, as I was trying to say, I believe that it is good to get over somebody. For women, I don't know. I had a 2-year relationship not too long ago, and it was when it ended, I felt like I wanted to throw myself back in. And
so the only way, hookup.
The only way I felt like I could really get over it was to hook up with someone.
Oh, and was it good at least? See, that's why you might have to go with, like, a friend.
That's why it doesn't work, you see.
Yeah.
I mean, but she's reaching out to people that she felt like she already had chemistry with.
That's true.
Yeah,
she needs to reach out to somebody. Like, if she's looking for that, like, because there's nothing worse. This is going to go down. There's nothing worse than, like, doing a rebound with somebody that you haven't been intimate with, and you're hoping that this is going to be an amazing experience, and he's terrible.
Most of the time, it's not, though.
How do you know most of the time? Like, who are you speaking for?
Most of the time, it's not. A rebound is usually not better than what you had.
Yeah, but no. But
majority of the time,
well, because of the
not.
Connection, it's going to be a little bit different. But sometimes, like, we're talking about, like, working parts and, you know, other things.
I'm talking about the same thing.
Okay, well, yeah. So on the scale of the relationship,
oh my goodness.
Obviously you're coming there. But if you're meeting somebody new, you can go from trash to... Oh, that was memorable. Like, that was okay. Like, you want that was okay to that was amazing. You don't want trash.
But you're going from amazing because you've been with this person for... Okay, you've been with this person for a while. So she's going from amazing, clearly from John's 6 years, to whatever she can get some
lingerie. Yeah, but
if
that person pulls out some stuff that John didn't do, then that's amazing.
I mean, that would be great.
Exactly.
Yeah, but
what
most
if she
of the time
bored?
That don't happen.
Yeah, maybe she wasn't even enjoying it.
That's...
That's I possible. Doubt that.
No, that's
true. That could be
possible.
True.
Way,
that could
the
be
way
true.
That they talk, the way she was talking about sex all the time, no, I doubt that.
That was her, though, not him.
That's true.
Mm.
And we don't know how adventurous
she
is.
But she was getting it. All that matters is As long as you are.
But you can get it, but you can get it. Like, you can get it. Like, what, okay. Hello? Then getting is a whole different beast. Yeah.
Okay.
You add in different elements and stuff and, you know, places, etc.
Next.
Anywho.
He said next.
Bree. She is having a difficult time. She's balancing being a mother. She's balancing being a wrestler and a businesswoman. Her and Brian are just kind of going through it for the 10 weeks that they're essentially on the road. Mm-hmm. Do you think she bit off more than she can chew?
No.
No, I don't think so.
Why are you looking at me? Well, because they answered and they asked the question.
Okay, re-ask the question.
Really?
Yes.
Do you think Brie bit off more than she can chew by taking on the wrestling gig? She also has a business.
Oh, no.
Also
the- she was just being dramatic. So that was just first story.
What were you thinking when I asked the question?
I wasn't really paying attention.
Wow.
I know. I was thrown off because I was thinking something else. But yes, I don't. I really
what,
feel
the
like-
rebound?
No, I was thinking I wanted to announce to everybody that I actually watched Hell in a Cell.
Wow, wait. So old. Oh,
see, now I have to catch up.
When was it?
When was it?
It was in September, but...
You just missed a whole pay-per-view that happened this past week.
There was one last night, and I announced it. It was a Royal Rumble, you know, 30 women. And
well, I didn't get that far.
The shade right there.
Oh, wow. Shade all in the voice.
Hold up.
I can't talk because I don't watch it.
Hold up, okay? I am in progress, so y'all need to
that's
work
true.
With me.
I'm proud of you.
I am proud of you.
So go sign into the WWE Network, TK's account, and then just watch the Royal Rumble.
She never gives me her account.
You never text
she
me don't. And ask me.
Yeah, I text you and you don't answer my
You have never texted me and asked me for the WWE account. Ever.
Oh.
Ever. Don't.
Okay, I'm going to tonight, guys.
It's okay. You have someone on your team, too.
Yeah, because she's a step ahead of me now. No, okay, never mind.
Well, I'm technically not, because in the chat they be getting on me. Like, they be getting on me. So
I need to work on it.
Yeah. I did watch Hell in a Cell, but I can say I only watched Miz and Bryan's match. So, you know. It was
That's a step up. It was good.
That's true. Like, okay, I'll see you.
Well, that's perfect. That's the reason why Bree's on the road. So she's doing Raw and SmackDown. Mm-hmm. She has a whole thing with her and Brian. They're going against Miz and, I want to say Mrs., but Maurice. And it's really interesting because I love the fact that they have shows, too.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So they brought in a specialist, and they essentially just discovered that, you know, they're putting all their affairs and stuff, you know, it has to do with them, and Birdie could not necessarily care less, but she's a kid. Like, how many of us, like, at what age did you guys remember, like, had your memories, like, your earliest memories?
Right. I don't think I was, like, I feel like my earliest memories were around eight.
Eight?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
I can't remember yesterday. Maybe like 10, 11.
Dang.
I remember at 5.
Yeah, 5.
Really?
Same. Yeah.
See? Five. I'm having a bad memory.
Really? Yeah. Yeah. What were y'all doing at 5?
My best friend writing and I, we were actually writing songs and performing the songs, and I remember specifically the captions and like the books and stuff like that. So I remember that.
Really? Mm-hmm. I don't remember. I don't remember 5, but I do remember my kindergarten teacher, and that's it.
Oh, I do. Okay, I remember that. Never mind. So
but do you remember your kindergarten teacher because you like?
Because I really liked her.
But do you remember? Do you have memories of her?
Yeah, no, but I remember her face, and I remember her glasses, and I remember her. Okay. And that's the only
Was she your favorite teacher?
Me.
Is that why?
She was one of my favorite teachers, yes.
That's relatable.
Miss Rings. That was her name.
And she had a catchy last name.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So. And she was a new teacher to the school, so I was excited that I got the new teacher.
So you remember what she looks like, but you don't remember what transpired?
No.
Okay. Mm-mm. All right, cool.
Like, okay. I don't remember anything, like, memories like that until
eight.
I was
old
eight.
What grade is eight? Is it
like third?
Grade? Third grade?
Yeah.
Damn.
No, fourth grade.
It's like second. No. It's like second, isn't it?
That's
no,
like second. It's not. It's fourth grade. And I know
senior kindergarten,
why.
I think, is
five. Yeah. Six.
Six is grade one.
So seven. Eight.
Oh, yeah.
It's like third, fourth grade.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
But okay.
I specifically remember that for certain reasons, but all I know is that I remember memories from eight, and I was, like, in fourth grade.
Do you have any childhood best friends or anything like that? Or
yes, I remember my best friend from fifth grade. Her name was Shawanza.
So you didn't have a...
and...
I'm just going to leave that alone. You didn't have, like, a best friend from first grade?
No. But I do remember certain things in first, second
That's
grade.
Probably why, because I had a best friend from nursery.
What does this have to do? Oh, Birdie.
Birdie. I was going to say, Birdie.
That's probably why, because I have a best friend from nursery, and we went to like all the way to school.
But Birdie's only like one.
I was going to say, how old is Birdie? Okay.
Birdie's maybe one. So
she's not going to remember any of that.
She's not going to remember any of it. But there's certain things, like we're all products of experience, so even though you might remember at 8 or, you know, 5 or whatever, there's certain things that kids will remember or like internalize that will manifest later on in adulthood.
But I don't think she's going to internalize them being gone, because they're actually good parents when they're around.
And they always come back.
Yeah. Like, there's nothing there to make you be like, I feel like there has to be something there, like physically or emotionally torn apart. Like, if a parent is like, oh, you're not good at that, don't do that. Like, that's memorable. But for you to just go away because you had to work, like, I don't...
And it's only 10 weeks, too. Like, so it's not even that long. Such a blip in her.
Bree is just being dramatic.
Well,
she's being a mom.
Yeah, I think...
It's her instinct.
I think first moms, they're usually a little bit...
It makes sense.
And then the bear. What do you guys think of the bear that Bree decided to scare?
I would have been terrified of that damn bear, to be honest, at one. Even though I love him now, at one, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wait, you love them now, so you have a bear?
Yeah, I have a bear that size. Actually, probably bigger.
Like, with really? in your yes. current residence?
Yes, it's like a comfort thing. I like it.
That could go into a whole nother
direction. We can go into a whole... What?
Do you sleep with it?
No, it's just... Oh, my gosh. No.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
No. It's just sitting there, like, in my corner. It was somebody... My best friend actually gave it to me. Okay. So, it's not a sign of loneliness. I have best friends, but...
Your best friend, like, your girl best friend, or your best friend, like, y'all done something together?
You tried it. It's a girl.
Oh, okay.
It's a girl.
I'm just asking because, you know, a bear.
I like them.
I was thinking the same thing, too, but she's new to the panel. I didn't want to get into...
It's okay. I have to defend myself. Okay. It's cool.
Okay.
It is just for, like... It's because it's so big. It's literally, like, this big.
Right.
Or whatever, my height. So I just go and sit by it. It's, like, a cushiony section while I'm, like, on my iPad watching TV. And I don't want to sit in my bed. It's, like an extra furniture thing. It has nothing to do with loneliness or nothing like that.
She thinks that you're humping on the bear. That's not exactly what's happening.
Nobody's humping the leg.
That's what you was thinking.
That was not what I was thinking.
What were you thinking?
I was thinking, like... No, I'm not going to tell you exactly. What no, it wasn't that. It was why? Like, how old are you? Why you got this bear?
It's like on Instagram. It's actually an Instagram thing too. Why?
So what,
why
the bear
is there
have its own Instagram account?
No, I'm saying. Oh. Oh my gosh! No, people give
that's
like
the first
couples.
Thing you thought of.
What is wrong with you too?
I don't know. I'm just
where did
confused.
Your mind go? No.
Hers is always dirty, so we can expect
fair warning.
That.
Be ready for this.
No, it's
this
fine. How they are. That's why I was like, don't you try it. I get it. No,
but
I got
fun.
It.
Okay. Never. I would never try it. We love each other.
You just met her.
We love each other. She's now a part of the family. Like,
okay.
Everybody in the chat, you know, they be getting shady too.
Yeah, who's in the chat today?
They be getting shady too.
I'm just a shady, so I get it. I just haven't put it out there yet. But give me a moment. Go ahead.
Warm up.
Yep, warm up. This is a warm up.
So
day one of Tay Alexandria. Okay,
well, this bear.
So
let the bear go.
So the bear essentially was a no go for Birdie. Brian threw the bear out, and they just essentially discovered that they just need to do them. Birdie's going to figure it out, and they're going about their life. So now, Bree and Nikki are doing all these live events. What do you think? Kind of for next week's episode, you're going to see Bree do a couple of these. Mm-hmm. You know. Problems in the ring and out of the ring. So
I'm abreast of on that.
Good job. That's what we told you.
We talked about it last season.
Yeah, but I actually watched it.
Oh.
Good job.
JC, just step up for me. It's
thank
not
you.
Fair.
You watched the clip or you watched the whole
Don't ask questions.
It was on Raw.
Okay. I watched the clip.
Okay. Well,
I'll watch the whole thing before next week.
No, she won't. Let's get into some news.
Okay.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Okay, you Bella Twins, or Bella Army, the Bella Twins have officially released their beauty line, where they have lotions and a new kind of shimmery, I think it's like some shine that you can purchase on their website called at www.nicoleandbreezy.com, which includes lotion, body shimmers, which is inspired by their Nana, and it was inspired by their Nana who taught them the importance of a healthy skin.
She's still alive, right?
Yeah. I mean, hasn't she been on a show?
She has been on the show, but I don't know.
Was it Total Divas, though?
It might have been Bella's or Divas, but she's been on the show. Mm-hmm. I just didn't know. I mean, she's a Nana.
They like, post her on Instagram, old. Too. JJ's new daughter is named after her.
Oh, nice.
Mm. Yeah. Her first name. And then also for some wrestling news, Bunim and Murray Productions have announced that they are partnering up with WWE to find the next female superstar. Mm-hmm. So if you think you're fit this category, you can go ahead and apply. TK, I think you should apply.
No. Yes, TK, I think you're athletic.
You have the personality. You know you're wrestling. Go apply.
Right.
Yeah, I'll talk.
You should go apply.
I have two hamstring injuries, back issue, shoulder issue.
All I hear
issue.
Is excuses, guys.
All you hear is injuries, and if but I'm going to have to take care of my five children, then I need to be intact.
Right.
Period.
Valid point.
So that's for...
But yeah, I'm wondering if this is going to be like how they had the Diva Search before, or is it going to be more, way more technical? Because when they had the Diva Search in the beginning, they were accepting like more model types, right. And then they were training them. Now you have wrestling schools all over the place. We have a lot of women's wrestling. If you haven't been watching Women's Wrestling Weekly, we interview wrestlers, female wrestlers, every week. So, and we're not even down the first part of the list. So there's a lot more female wrestlers that have been training.
Right.
So I wonder like at what level are they going to take these wrestlers? Yeah. Are they going to take people just off the street who want to be wrestlers?
And for those of you who don't know, the Bella Twins did come out of a Diva Search, and so did Maryse. Yep. And during this time, they were looking for.
I didn't know that.
Eva Marie, yeah.
Eva Marie, Maryse, the Bella Twins. Alicia Fox was a model before she started.
Right. Oh.
A lot of them were like Trinity was a cheerleader. A lot of them were like they weren't even
in this
doing wrestling.
Industry, right?
Yeah.
But they happened to be athletic.
Wasn't Trina? She was a dancer.
Cheerleader. I said cheerleader.
That's different. A cheerleader is different than a dancer.
She was a dancer for the Orlando Magic. I believe it was.
They're different. Yeah. You know they're different,
okay.
Right?
I just said she was a dancer. I corrected myself. She's a dancer for... Did you not hear me when I said that?
Well, I'm just saying there's a cheerleading section and there's a dancer section. There is!
Let's go into the shadiest moments.
Oh, she finished news? Did you finish
Yeah, I'm done. It's just those two.
Yeah.
Wrestling.
I'm wondering are they going to be taping it and we're going to see it too?
Yeah, it's a reality show.
Oh.
So we're going to see it.
I like
it's
that.
A reality show.
So that means you are going to have some people just for comedy off the street.
I think also those who watch wrestling, there is a show called Tough Enough where a couple of the wrestlers just came out of. I don't think it's going to be like that. That one is based mostly off of wrestling skills.
Yeah.
I feel like this one, because it is a reality show, we're going to see a lot of like models and athletes.
I don't think we'll see a lot, but we're going to see some who think that they can do some stuff and then they take their first bump and they're like, no,
for the comedy aspect.
Right,
I'm gonna watch it.
Do they have the title for it yet, or are they
They just announced the casting.
Well, yeah. And Stephanie McMahon also said a couple months ago, I think it was for Evolution, that she wanted an equal number of male and females on both rosters, which I believe the men is 75. Joseph, correct me if I'm wrong. But you know, that's a lot. But it's possible. It's just that
we're seeing a transition. We got tag team titles now,
right?
So there's more room for women.
There is more room for women.
And
it's just
I think we could it's
watch
possible.
Time. I'm just more personal reasons. It's like watch time. Like we barely see some of the wrestlers as is on Raw and SmackDown. If they don't have a really big storyline. So now it's like now you have to, now you have to, but if you really want to see them, you have to go to live events, but you may or may not see them at live events.
Yeah.
So like your favorite wrestlers are losing time because there's just not enough time. Unless they have a women's show like they have with WOW, which is fine.
Yeah.
But then I'm wondering.
I don't think it'll go to that extent that they'll have their own show. But I think it will open doors to a couple more matches on Raw and SmackDown, which they do have the time for, especially on Raw.
They have the time for, especially on Raw, but we'll see.
True.
Anywho, shadiest moments.
Dang. Everybody just looks at me. Okay. My shadiest moment is when... My shadiest moment was when Nikki was talking about her boobs and her lingerie, and she was like, I want something fresh and new, and her mom was like my boobs, and she was like, yes.
That was what I was going
to
say.
Like,
that was so shady.
That was super shady to say yes to her mom like that. Like, come on now.
It was funny, though.
It was kind of awkward, though. I don't, like, yeah. You know, you're telling me, I was like, nobody's ever touched me since John. It's like, this is not a conversation.
I know. Her mom didn't seem that. As
I really
awkward
don't. I didn't even want to hear that conversation. It's like, okay, we can just assume that.
Yeah. She seems like a young mom, though. She's not, like... Physically
she
a young
the
mom,
momager.
But she has a,
she
yeah.
got Chris.
Oh,
she
yeah.
Got Chris. Jenner.
Chris Jenner. She reminds me
yeah.
of.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it was at the, was it a bridal shower or something where she was hanging out with the girls and she was wearing a swimsuit and she kind of felt like a little awkward and stuff like that. But yeah. she hangs out with her daughter's friends.
Well, I mean, she did the keg thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, she said it too. She's like, your friends are my friends. She's yeah. like, so I'm going to hang out with your friends.
Yeah,
that
but
are my
still,
friends too.
Like, I think she just doesn't
like
want
that. Though. I was going to ask you guys, like, do you guys, like, would you mind having moms that are like that?
I would love for my mom to be like that.
I don't know. It's kind of... It's,
no.
But yeah. back and forth, boundaries. Certain yeah. boundaries mm-hmm. have to be placed.
Right, yeah.
Kind yeah, of I don't know, because maybe I grew up with a mom that was so strict, but I live my... Like, I do and don't do certain things because of my mom's. So I just don't want to hear her, like, complain and nag and stuff like that. And I don't know if she was the friend type, it would be that way. Like, because I know her, there's certain things that I just won't even... Like, nah, I'm not going
to... But see, I feel like you should be able to share everything with your mom. Like, it's your mom. It's your mom. My mom is super reserved.
Yep.
Like, super reserved. She's not on social media. She knows, like, nothing about it. Mm-hmm. I mean, I like it that way, but...
Why do you like it that way? Do you have another account that we don't know of?
No.
What you got up on social media?
I don't have anything. But it's just like, you know how people's moms be on there and they be posting their bathing mm-hmm. suit and stuff, and I just
okay.
be like,
no.
I mean, like,
well,
mom,
they
mom
have
do
a good,
that.
My
mom
doesn't body.
Do that. Like, mom, like, other people can see you.
No, my mom.
But I see some of my friends' moms do that. But I really feel like if I had a Kris Jenner mom or a mom like that, I would love her. Like, I'd be like, I'm in love with my mom.
I still don't think I would discuss anything sexual with my mother, though.
That's true.
Yeah, that's the one line I will drive. I can't think anything else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you
makes
don't think
sense.
So?
I mean, if I had a mom like that, no.
I mean, I guess, yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't
Nothing
have a Kris
is off limits.
Okay.
Well, shadiest moment.
I was, well, since I'm new to the panel, I just figured out there was a shadiest moment, but I was going to generalize just, like, Bree's shadiness, too. I know you have specifics. I'm not going to take away from it, but Bree's shadiness towards your sister.
Okay. For me, it was coming from Bree when they were at the bar and they were smoking their cigarettes, and then she was like, Nikki likes to act like she's rich when she's really not. And then they started laughing about it, and they're like, yeah, I do like to act like I'm rich. Because she likes to live up to this lifestyle that she has.
But she clearly is. Like,
but she is, though. That's how she was, like, acting.
Right.
Unless it's, like, some other reality shows where, like, they rent the homes and stuff, like, for them. But I don't think Nikki's that type of person.
Right.
She not Bow Wow Challenger.
Yeah. Oh.
No.
Okay. I feel like all the shady moments were definitely from Bree, where it's, like, the cigar situation. Even when Nikki said she's not moving to Los Angeles, she's staying in San Diego.
But Bree was right. I'm just going to put that out there. We always know that Bree is right every time
That's
y'all
true.
Try to say Bree is being motherly. Why is she talking to Nikki like that? She's all because she knows Nikki. Like, they came out of the womb together. Like, she knows exactly what her sister wants.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I don't feel like she's ever being shady when she does stuff like that. Like, she's like, I'm right. So here's your cactus.
Yeah, that cactus.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what else am I supposed to say? I beat the gun. You told me to shut up. Now you're turning around and doing exactly what I said to do.
It's just the way they are. They like to fight about it, but then she comes to her... She realizes, like,
that she's
right.
She comes to her senses.
It makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, I feel the same way, but it's just like, you know, your mother. It's like your mom wants the best for you, and then she wants you to go a certain direction, and you decide to go the other direction, then you have to come back and, you know, she's right. Like, I get that, but nobody wants that. After a certain age, you don't want to hear that because you already know you're going to go in this direction anyway. So somebody to...
But it's her sister. It's not her mom. It's her sister. This is the person that she's probably told all of her secrets to. Everything mm-hmm. she's ever done in life, they probably did together. Right. Like, this is not a person that's
except for the losing the virginity thing. I think Brie did that.
Brie did that first.
In San Diego.
At the beach.
Yes. But yeah, I just feel like she is there to be her out loud mirror. And right. like mm-hmm. we do it in our own minds, mm-hmm. but Brie is actually her out loud mirror. Yeah. Like, remember when you right. said, remember when you wanted this? Remember? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. she's what we do in our minds.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She's just the outside person. So mm-hmm. I don't feel like.
No, you're right.
I'm still
she's
shady.
She's wrong. I mean, if she's right, you're going to be a little shady about it. Like,
true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, which proves the point that it's still the shadiest moment.
It wasn't a shady moment. She was just like, here's your cactus. I'm glad you figured it out. I would have done the same.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, shout out to Joseph Bozo in the chat. He loved that Brie showed her concerns about going back to work. And a lot of first moms expect it. So, Joseph, you guys don't know who Joseph is. Joseph's like the GM of like wrestling for mm-hmm. AfterBuzz. He knows everything. So shout out to him. Also mm-hmm. shout out to Gabby, just popped on. And for you folks who are like our AfterBuzz folks, definitely find us on YouTube, Twitter, all that good stuff. Leave comments. 5 stars are better for iTunes. Mm-hmm. We appreciate you all. Like we said before, this is the official time for the show. Although in 2 or 3 weeks, we might have a special guest. So it might change for that particular special guest. Mm-hmm. But other than that, this is the official time. So you can catch us on the live chat on YouTube and all that good stuff. Where can everybody... Oh, predictions. Do you have any predictions for next week?
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
Doesn't it sound like Halloween?
Yeah, it does.
You know? Gives you that. Okay, anyway, my prediction is, I don't know. I'm a predict for myself that I'm actually going to watch the the live event so that I can be caught up by next week.
Wait, which live event are you watching?
The one that they're going to show for next week.
Live events aren't taped.
No. They're talking about it next week for the next episode.
Just watch Evolution.
Is that what
it does? She's talking about SmackDown with Brie. You're talking about Raw and SmackDown when Brie made the mistake through the rope.
Yes,
and then
yes.
You have to find the date of that. You're going to do all that?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. Google is easy.
It's easy to Google that one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
And that's my prediction. So then I can be abreast, guys. I like that word.
That's funny.
Predictions.
Her and Anthem, Artem, what's his name?
Artem.
Aren't gonna last long, like I said earlier. And knowing how, well, I don't know her personally, but I am just a free spirit as Nikki. I think her spontaneity is going to go on a decline, although she hasn't reached her peak of her craziness yet.
Cool. All right, I'm excited to see them wrestle or train with Ronda. It's gonna be interesting to see them work together, especially because they did have a storyline.
Mm-hmm.
So to see like the backstory of that, it's gonna be really cool.
Yeah. Somebody said live is definitely filmed.
Anywho,
Gabby said she didn't get the notifications when our show goes up live, so we'll figure that out for you, Gabby, for next week. Other than that, my predictions, I think Artem is just a friend. I think they're teasing us, so we'll watch next week. Mm-hmm. I don't think they're going to do anything.
Yeah.
Nikki seems very, like, she wants to find herself, and that doesn't include, you know, being under somebody at the particular moment.
Right.
That's what I feel, but I don't know.
No, yeah.
Do you. Other than that, where can everybody find you, Miss Stylist of the Week?
Hey, guys. You can find me everywhere at Ms. Mo Loveless. That's MSMOLOVLESS. And make sure you check me out every Wednesday at 9 p.m. for Project Runway. Also, get on my website at MoniqueLoveless.com for all your style tips and tricks.
And I'm Tay Alexandria. You can find me everywhere at Tay Alexandria TV.
And I am Leslie Cologne. You can find me everywhere at _LeslieCologne.
All right. So, Miss Tay, you coming back next week?
Of course.
Okay. Because
I'm Bella Army.
All right. Because, officially. Monique sometimes a little.
Not me.
Anyhow, you can find me on everything at TK Trinidad. You can catch me on VH1 talking some shit about love and hip hop. Yeah. Women's Wrestling Weekly. We have another really great show for you guys. And leave your comments, all that good stuff. If you have any bad stuff, just text Monique. Other than that, we'll see you guys next week.
Bye. Ciao.